Last August, just above the muddy floor of Long Island Sound, a flounder swam as fast as it could, trying to get out of the Western Sound. Swimming along were blackfish, fluke, and others. Below, crabs scurried over rocks, headed in the same direction. The clams had nowhere to go. Once again, there wasn't enough oxygen for them to breathe. Above them, in another world on the surface of the sound, and a little further east, was a 50-foot research boat, the John Dempsey. Its crew was trying to figure out just how bad it was for the creatures below. On the deck, a giant spool turned, uncoiling a line and lowering a scientific sensor off the stern. Matthew Lyman, an environmental analyst with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says this is one of 14 spots on the sound they'll test on this day.
And we get dissolved oxygen readings from the surface all the way to the bottom, and we'll be able to see that data real time.
So-called dead zones have been recorded in the Western Sound every summer for decades. When the oxygen level gets that low, it's called hypoxia. On this day, just like the fish, the researchers are trying to find the eastern edge of the hypoxic zone. Environmental analyst Katie O'Brien Clayton watches a laptop and reads the data from the submerged sensor as it sinks deeper into Smithtown Bay. Anything at 3 milligrams per liter of dissolved oxygen or lower is considered hypoxia.
Bottom! So we end up at 2.94.
It's a disappointing result for Lyman. When they were here a few weeks ago, there wasn't an oxygen problem.
So I was hoping that would have continued, and stayed more to the west. But it appears that it's moved further eastward.
For years, hypoxia conditions between Westchester and Nassau counties have been considered moderately severe, and moderate hypoxia patches have been recorded as far east as Bridgeport. The problem comes from too much nitrogen in the water. Just like it does on a lawn, nitrogen promotes growth in the sound. In the water, that means more algae, which then dies and sinks to the bottom, where it's eaten by bacteria. And while they're eating up that algae, the bacteria use up the oxygen. So the way to stop that chain reaction from happening is to cut out the nitrogen that's kicking it off.
Connecticut has been steadily decreasing its nutrient inputs into Long Island Sound since the late 90s. And New York has recently started to really ramp up their denitrification process.
In 2004, Connecticut and New York agreed to reduce the nitrogen going into the sound by 58.5% by this year. And they set out to do that by going after the biggest source, wastewater treatment plants. At a wastewater treatment plant in New Haven, a gray waterfall pours into an open tank. It doesn't smell so great.
This gray water coming in, this is called primary effluent.
That's Gary Zrelak, the director of operations for the Greater New Haven Water Pollution Control Authority. He points to a couple tanks holding 10.6 million gallons of brown liquid. Zrelak says the brown isn't what you might think. The color comes from bacteria. In the first tank, they have oxygen pumped in to breathe. Then the effluent goes into a second tank.
So these bacteria have all the food they want. They're trying to consume it, but there's no oxygen for them to breathe.
The bacteria in this tank have a special power. If there's no oxygen, they can breathe nitrogen.
And hence, we've just removed nitrogen from the water column.
By the time it's pumped into the sound, they've cut more than half of the nitrogen, and the water looks pretty clear.
Would you drink that?
Probably not, but it doesn't look that bad.
These tanks full of nitrogen-breathing bacteria have been added to wastewater treatment plants on both coasts of the Sound, and more are being built. A report card released today by the environmental group Save the Sound says a decade after committing to the 58.5% nitrogen reduction, Connecticut has reached its goal. And while New York isn't quite there yet, they got a respectable grade. Kurt Johnson is the executive director of Save the Sound.
The good news is that everybody gets an A or B. From an environmental group, those are really great grades.
New York managed to get an extension to meet their goal. The counties, which are responsible for the improvements, have until 2017 to get there. In New York State alone, the projects will cost about $2 billion. Jim Tierney with the New York Department of Environmental Conservation says they will meet their deadline.
It doesn't mean our work is over. It means a very ambitious construction and water quality program that was started back in 2004 is finished within a decade. And I don't know of anybody else in the country who's done anything comparable.
It looks like this could be one of those rare success stories when environmental advocates and state governments will be able to say they actually achieved what they set out to do. But it'll take some time to see the impact of the nitrogen reduction, and there are still issues to address. Leaky sewer pipes and stormwater runoff continue to be serious problems. And as for wastewater plants, the environmentalists are now looking further north to Massachusetts, where they don't have huge tanks of hungry bacteria and where they're sending nitrogen down three rivers and into Long Island Sound. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.